Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Andrew. May I have your zip code?
77304.
Thank you. One moment. May I have your first and last name?
Marvin Spanier.
Okay. I do see your name here. Would you verify your address, please?
No, I want to talk about how I was scammed into this deal. You tagged on to a Home Depot ad and scammed me into this.
So this is a third-party call center. We don't represent the company in that aspect. We can only see the order that you placed and you authorized. I did not
authorize it. It was a scam, and I need to cancel.
Okay. So on the account, I do need to verify your address and make sure I have the right account pulled up.
10 Kickhill Circle.
What's the city and state?
Conroe, Texas.
Okay. I see you initiated this order on the 21st. It's for the Bites Hub. It's an app that helps you plan. I'm sorry.
Right. And they throw it in the middle of the Home Depot ad.
Okay, so I can't see the ad, so I can only see the final order here. Now, this is a meal planning app. It was emailed to you at marvinspanier@gmail.com when it was ordered on Saturday.
It was tagged onto an email scam with Home Depot. When I was getting something from Home Depot and it was added on as an add-in and I didn't catch it. And I've had a kidney transplant. I cannot take any meal plans or supplements or anything like that. I would have never ordered it. I had a kidney transplant.
This is just your regular groceries to help you plan healthier meals. It's not any type of supplement.
Yeah, well, I don't need that. Mm-hmm. And scam added into Home Depot ad, and I'm fixing to go to Home Depot tomorrow to show it to them because I took a picture of every screen.
Okay, and I don't see what company endorses it. We can only see the final order that was ordered. Now, the company would allow me to go ahead and close this account for you.
Yeah, yep, I need it closed.
One moment. Yeah.
Just to let them know, I took a picture of every step of the way, and I'm going to bring it to Home Depot.
Okay. The call is being recorded for quality assurance, so they have a team of people that review every call to take notes and to move forward any action that they need to respond to. So I have the account closed, and we processed the refund. We requested the refund be posted back to your card. You're going to get an email indicating that that refund is going to post back to the card in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. Well, I'm going to cancel the payment tomorrow, too, so that'll be good. So. But yeah, it's a total scam, and that's not very ethical business wise of them to do that and to tag it on.
Okay. Well, we've closed the account. I think we've provided customer support to you today. Thank you for calling customer support. Yeah. Yes, sir, and have a good night.
Just hang on. You're representing a company that is not honest and ethical. Just to let you know, you need that's a company you don't want to do business with. So I'm hoping this whole thing is recorded so they can understand where I'm coming from. You don't tag that crap onto Home Depot. It's got nothing to do with Home Depot.
Yes, sir. The call is being recorded, and someone will review the call.
Good. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thanks for calling customer support. Bye-bye.